This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How about this song coming back? Love it.
This is awesome. We did this in chorus in fifth grade. Heard it through the grapevine. Man, we did some cool songs. I had a cool chorus teacher, I think. Mrs. Hawk. Cool name, too.
Mrs. Hawk?
Mrs. Hawk.
She like Hawk to her?
Oh.
No.
Hey, now.
Sorry. I mean, I saw the moment.
Not as prominent as she was like a year ago at this time.
Yeah. I still can't believe the Mets had that gal throw out a first pitch. Oh. As if she accomplished something.
I know.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. First pitch.
Oh,
session.
Yeah.
But then here's the saddest part of it all. That team, who around that time in the summer, we were all making fun of.
Oh, man.
That team beat the Phillies in the playoffs. That's unbelievable. Hey, life advice with the hammer coming up in 10 minutes. We'll have some fun with that. Here's some advice for you. If you've got a son or daughter, get them to play sports. They can make millions of dollars. You know who's going to make millions of dollars? Not just Ben Davis's son. Tiger Woods' son.
Wow.
Yesterday shot a 66.
No way.
Like, and he's only 15. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
Now, wow. Is it going to happen to the same level as Tiger? Don't know. Probably not.
Maybe.
But, like, maybe.
No.
Probably not. I mean, Tiger's, you know, one or two of all time, obviously. But
his kid
shot a 66 as a 15-year-old.
Beat all the top amateurs.
But Tiger did break 100 as a, what was it, a 5-year-old? I think he was 5-year-old when he broke 100. John, do you know that Tiger was on the Mike Douglas show when he was 3? Did you
Wasn't
know that,
he on
Ben?
That's Incredible.
He was 3 years old.
That's Incredible with John Davidson. That was my favorite show at one point in time.
I don't know,
like
that
1979.
One.
Okay. And Tiger was on that too.
I mean, it was, you know, Tiger, Mozart, the Hammer, phenoms. At a
you
young
know, I
age.
Used to try to kick him off the,
that's
the
like
training
enough.
Table.
I can't. I can't.
You used to do what, John?
I used to kick.
I just ignored it, Ben.
The training.
Yeah, that's
table.
The thing.
Okay, well, yeah.
Every day.
Because you're a football
every
player.
Every day. We would go in there. And it wasn't just me. It was the other football guys. We'd be like, what sport does this guy play?
Get this clown out of here.
What sport is he in here for every single day? How did you get hurt playing golf?
Yeah.
And we're like, we got to get taped, man. We're in a hurry. We're coming from class. We got to get out to practice. We have to be taped. What are you doing taking up a table, man? Golfer, dude.
I mean, I don't blame you. But he was on his way to Billions. And you know.
Good use of clown there. And like, then, let's get this clown out of here. Clown's great in that stuff.
Then the very next year in the Stanford Daily, you see this little article. Stanford's Tiger Woods gets paid $90 million by Nike.
Yes.
I wish I was on that table.
Yeah, why wasn't I nice to him last week?
That's right. And then Nike said, remember that advertising campaign, Hello World? And it was off and rolling for about 20 years. All right. Goddard, he's been rolling for what, 7, 8 years with the Eagles? It continues on at least for one more. He talked yesterday about, it was obviously a unique offseason. I mean, he'd never gone through anything like this. He talked about what went into the process, ultimately deciding he and the Eagles that they would remain aligned. What went into it? Here's what he said.
Possibilities of trades, possibility of cuts, things like that. I kind of told my agent, what I thought would be best for me, certain numbers that I wanted to have, things like that. And, you know, I hired my agent for a reason. I trusted his opinion on stuff, but I kind of told him what I thought I wanted. And, he worked that out and got it done.
All right. So he sounded happy. It was a good day with the Goddard stuff. He sounds locked in and ready to go. One more thing I want to play for you. Cooper DeJean. So we spent a pretty good amount of time talking about Cooper DeJean today and what position he'll play. And Elliot was very clear, if you missed it, when he joined us last hour, that he expects Cooper DeJean to be the outside corner. But we'll see. He said something yesterday, kind of got my antenna up a little bit. Here's what he said about the positional possibilities for him with the Eagles in year two.
As you think about your career long term, you want that chance to play on the outside?
I mean, I'll play wherever, to be honest. You know, wherever they put me on the football field, I'll play there. As long as I'm out there, I'll be ready to play no matter the position, whether it's corner, nickel, or safety.
Now, corner, nickel, safety. And what struck me?
That struck me too, Joe.
Because here's the thing. Here's a possibility, not impossible, that the Eagles determine that Adoree Jackson is better than Makubo or Sidney Brown. And they say when the other team has two wide receivers, let's have Adoree Jackson as the outside corner and Cooper DeJean as the safety instead of Makubo.
Right.
Not impossible.
Adoree Jackson.
Right? Like possible.
Adoree Jackson, Cooper DeJean, Reed Blankenship, and Quinyon Mitchell are the best four DBs you have. So why not put them all on the field in your base at the same time?
It's just the fact that he, and look, we know he did all this in college.
That's very unconventional.
It is.
It's possible that you go that route.
It's not impossible. And the fact that he threw it in yesterday just struck me as a keep your antenna on that one.
Other teams will take their safety and move him into that nickel spot. Yeah. And we have been one of those.
Well,
teams
Tyron
before.
Matthew did it a lot. Malcolm did it a lot.
Malcolm, right.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well,
all right.
Doc did it.
Doc was all over the place. Life advice coming up in a few minutes. Reminder, Phillies games 2 today, 1 at 1:05. Christopher Sanchez with the ball. I mean, literally the ball, because you hope that ball at some point drills a Brave. And then Wheeler gets the second start. So the Phillies inverted the starting pitchers. As Ben told us earlier, normally the more veteran seasoned accomplished guy gets his call day game or night game when a doubleheader happens. And so I guess Wheeler must have picked game 2, Sanchez game 1. Rhea, do you think Sanchez throws at a Brave?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to leave it up to Sanchez. They may leave it up to Wheeler. I just have that feeling.
For who does it?
Yeah, for who does it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't know. You know, listen, I mean, Ben, do they ever take it upon themselves, pitchers?
No.
So that's been discussed already.
Yes. So it comes from the manager or team, clubhouse,
correct,
the Schwarbers, the Darren
Daltons? It's not like, Sanchi's going to go out there the very first pitch and smoke Acuna in the ribs. Like, that's not going to happen.
The crowd would love it.
The crowd would love it.
Because you also have to alert the bullpen. Hey, bullpen guys, you might be needing to run in here.
It's not going to happen.
Urinating. Yeah. I might need you in a fight.
You can't make it obvious and make sure you're not going to, you don't want to throw it in someone's ear.
Of course not. I would never advocate for that.
So those two things have to factor in, and also the score of the game.
Yeah.
Like this is, you're in first place. You want to keep it that way, and you want to play good sound baseball, and you can't get suspended. That's the other thing.
Okay. All right. A lot of factors to consider. I think the Phils get it done today, one way or the other. Don't know who, but I tend to think that they there will be a drilling of some sort. And then
who's more likely to do the drilling, in your opinion, Ben? Is it the KG vet?
I think Wheeler will get it done.
Yeah. Okay. So we got to wait.
Even though you got to wait. Like, I mean, Sanchez gets first crack at it.
It doesn't even have to be today. They play the Braves a few more times. So
are you saying it's likely we have to wait past
that's
today?
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, I'm complaining tomorrow if it hasn't happened today.
No, seriously, if Acuna's in the box, he's like, am I going to get this? Like, he might be on his heels a little
gotcha.
Bit.
Oh, gotcha.
Look at that. So that kind of serves a couple purposes.
Exactly.
And you're far less likely to get thrown out if you do it in the next series with the Braves than in this one. Exactly. Like, without a doubt.
I like working on their...
On their psyche.
On their unconscious mind.
I'm still going to complain tomorrow if they don't drill someone.
You're
today,
still going to complain regardless of anything.
No, I need a drilling. This is a drilling.
I need a drilling.
Not a beaning, because a beaning I think means head up, but this is a drilling. Let's go to Anthony in Williamstown. Anthony, what's up, bud?
Hey, happy Fridays. I just wanted to touch on the Hertz debate. And I'll tell you what, Joe, you need 2 minutes for instigating. You are just... And you know what you're doing. But here's the thing. I was leaning towards he is elite, but now I'm kind of going the other way because you got me thinking. But the better question is, I think to a lot of people, is who cares, if he's elite or not. Terry Bradshaw wasn't elite. I'll take 4 rings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so here's what I'll say. I largely agree with your point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Point where I think it gets interesting is twofold. One is at some point, the Eagles won't have this much talent. I'd actually already say they already don't have as much talent as last year. So how good the quarterback is does matter. And the other thing I'd say is the only two sustainable dynasties in the salary cap era, you're right to bring up Bradshaw. I believe there were 11, I believe it was 11 Hall of Famers on the Steelers. But the only two sustainable in the salary cap era have obviously been the Patriots and the Chiefs, and both had truly historic elite quarterbacks. So it does matter to sustain it at that level, and that's why we wonder, will they or won't they? And I do think the biggest factor will be whether Jalen Hurts does play at an elite level or not, you know, for the next 5 to 7 years.
Right. He's. I mean, well, that always fuels him. Like, I mean, I think he might be fine with, yeah, don't call me elite because I have to constantly prove myself. He's been doing
He's wired in a great way. Listen, for all the things I say sometimes that are on the negative side, I hope people realize I do say a lot on the positive side. He is wired in a way that I really admire. I don't think there's going to be any of that, like, oh, I accomplished this. I got this in my back pocket. You know, I'll just put my feet up for the next couple of years. I don't think he's that at all.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
No, we don't. We don't want that.
But you got it. So one point I was going to make when I was on the other side of the fence, though, you know, the other debate you guys always talk about, and John touched on it. Nick Sirianni, is he a good coach? Is he a fraud? And you know, if that's the case. And all the offensive coordinators, heck, the fact that he could just, hey, what offense you got? Okay, I can make that work. I mean, that says a lot to him for him, too.
Well, here's what I'll say. Look, I think Sirianni's a very good coach, but it's similar to the Jalen. It's similar to the Jalen thing. I mean, when you have that much talent, you know, around the whole team, you know, is he truly exceptional or not? I mean, take Greg Popovich. Let's just use him as an example. The guy wins 50 or more games 17 straight year. I think it was 17. With Tim Duncan, many of those years with Ginobili and Parker, et cetera, et cetera. And then, like, he doesn't have those guys. And then he can't win, like, above 30 games for, like, 5 straight years. So is he, like, the best coach ever? Is he just an average guy that benefited from great players? I mean, there's no way to prove any of this.
Belichick without Brady.
Belichick without Brady is another example. It's part of what I thought made Joe Gibbs so exceptional, that he won 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks. That, to me, was one of the great coaching accomplishments ever in sports. But, you know, Anthony, we get in the mud on these issues and we kick them around. I mean, it's just we discuss these topics because they're interesting.
No, and you guys do a great job. I enjoy it very much. It's
Thank
fun
you.
To listen to you guys. And also, John, use a straw. Or maybe your dentist is trying to you know, make some more money off you. If you don't notice it, then, you know, you're good. With the teeth.
Yeah. Could be trying to get your, you know, bleaching your teeth.
Well,
or whatever,
the part that stinks is, like, you got to endure a lot more scraping when you've got more staining. You know, like,
sure.
That scraping part that's really annoying. I noticed it was a lot more
just
this time.
My ex-wife was a dental hygienist, and after the divorce, she still wanted me to come and get my teeth cleaned by her. And I go, no, thank you.
No. And my advice, Anthony, go to PI Dental Center. They're the best in the business. Anthony, give me an answer. And I'm serious about that. They're great. Give me a pair of fictional coworkers.
I try to keep it out of sports shows, but I can't help myself. I got Ted Lasso and Beard.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer. I agree.
I like that.
I don't know that they'd be my favorite combo from that. I might go him and the boss. But anyway.
Yeah, I think I would too.
She's great.
She really is.
I mean, I've watched the dart scene probably 100 times.
Which one's the
dart
scene?
The one where he hustles her ex-husband, where he comes in and he's like, oh, you know, I played on a dart team.
Don't
remember.
Anyway, don't remember.
Good scene.
Oh, I forgot I was left-handed.
Life advice with the hammer. It's something we do every single Thursday right around this time.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer. Well, I'm an idiot.
I don't know about all that, but life advice with the hammer brought to you by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, or any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. First piece of advice before we get to the real advice, Chris Sanchez. Sir, love you. Great pitcher. If you are listening as you drive to the ballpark, here's my advice. Drill them hard.
There you go.
Win, as Maximus was told by his guy, whatever that guy, you know, win the crowd. Win the crowd. Thank you, sir. All right, James, what does someone need help with?
All right.
Remember that guy died during the filming?
Yeah, he did.
Puximo or something. Wasn't it really?
And then they had like superimpose him. They had to use technology at the time.
There was
there was a
scene where he was computer generated way back before when they were doing computer generated scenes. And so, yeah, there was one of them in there that I always look for, and I'm not sure that I know the right scene.
Never knew that.
Yeah, he died during the filming. And they also had Carrie Fisher after she died, right? Wasn't she... in one of the Star Wars,
yeah.
But that was like 15 years later. Anyway, James, what does someone need help with today?
All right, we're going to help Potato out on Twitter.
Oh, for the love.
Potato. I mean, it just says Potato.
That's a good name.
Yeah,
okay. Could be Potato, but okay.
You're right. Is it Potato or Potato?
I'm really not right.
Age-old question. Who the hell says Potato? All right. Yeah. Potato.
People in Britain.
Yeah, I know. Potato says, my mother-in-law has had to temporarily move in with us.
Yeah, well, first off, divorce the wife, but go ahead.
And has a routine of shaving her legs in the kitchen.
My wife and I didn't know about.
It's scaring our kids. Or excuse me, it's scarring our kids. How do I make it stop? She refuses to do it in the bathroom.
The mother-in-law not only moved into your house, but she's shaving her legs in your kitchen?
That's what Potato says.
The first thing I want to say is, Potato, I think you made this up. Okay? I think, Potato.
No one would stand for that.
I think you are just trying to get under my skin with such a ridiculous scenario. Here's what I'll say about this skin, meaning the
potato skin.
The old granny's skin.
Oh, okay.
You got to talk to your wife, man. I mean, you got to tell her, like, this is not going to continue. Like, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, hun. But we need to get the granny to hop into the bathroom for such activities. I would leave all jokes aside. I would leave it up to your daughter to hopefully fight that fight with her mom. I think that's the way to go. Now, if your wife doesn't take that on, then you got a problem. And then I would tell you
just take it on.
No, you should. But let her do it first.
You give her the option, but if she's not going to do it, you have to do it. You got to talk to the mom-in-law and be like, "Hey, listen, like, this is my house. Yeah. We don't feel comfortable with this. Could you please do it in the bathroom?" Like, you know, she's your mother-in-law. It's family. Holy, you should be able to have a conversation. Ow.
No one should be comfortable with this. But, I mean, you should feel free to say, whoa, mom-in-law.
I need a ruling from Rhea, because Rhea, this is before we all convened with the morning show.
Yes.
Richie, because I don't think he's got a right to talk here.
Okay.
6-7 years ago, we would be doing shows from the Williamstown ShopRite, and we love doing those programs. Yeah. John would floss.
No, you can't.
With regularity.
No, absolutely. You got to do that in the bathroom. In the bathroom. You can do it in the bathroom at the ShopRite.
Right. And we would tell him, and he would keep doing it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's bad form.
No, those things you got to.
He hasn't done it in a while.
Why are you bringing this up now?
Because you're commenting on this situation. I'm saying, I don't think you have room to talk.
Personal hygiene belongs in the bathroom.
Yeah. I thought that was a lot.
That really was like 8 years ago.
It was.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, actions have consequences. We remember these things.
Hold on a second. You do walk around here without shoes.
The guy who
bites your toenails
after walking around with no shoes
and
on.
Obviously, figuratively, many times, but you have literally put your foot in your mouth on this show before. Yes.
What?
It's what I do.
And with that, he has shown us
life advice with the hammer.
I want to ask this lady, like, what the hell are you thinking?
I know.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like, it's crazy.
That's not good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.